It's Thursday, June 14th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In October of 2017, the little village of Telskuf in Iraq had to stop all their hope of rebuilding after the devastation from ISIS because of another conflict between the Kurdish regional government and the Iraq central government. The Worldview spoke to Claire Evans from International Christian Concern, who has interviewed Christians in that village.
For the Telskuf community, it's actually a very complicated issue when it comes to rebuilding. Telskuf was only occupied by ISIS for a few days, actually. It was the nearby surrounding villages that were occupied by ISIS for a longer period of time. But the residents from there remained displaced for months, and they would only start coming back. In 2017, as it became more apparent that ISIS was actually approaching military defeat.
Evans said that Telskuf was supposed to be the model town for rebuilding efforts.
Telskuf was intended to be the model town for how reconstruction can happen in the Nineveh Plain. It's a historically Christian town, never been Muslim. It was not as significantly damaged by ISIS compared to other parts of the Nineveh Plain. The damage in Telskuf is still significant, but less so compared to other parts.
Evans asked for prayer that the Christians there would be able to receive necessary supplies now, despite the new conflict. Hebrews 13, verses 13 through 14 says, "Let us go to Jesus outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. For here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come." President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met on Tuesday to discuss denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Although Trump told the media he did bring up human rights issues, Christian watchdog groups have called Trump out for not including human rights in the agreement with the North Korean dictator. North Korea ranks first on the Open Doors list of nations for worst persecution against Christians, with about 70,000 Christians held in labor camps today. Hungarian minister Katalin Novak recently spoke at a conference held in Rome about human life and the family as gifts from God. Novak reported that the government of Christian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has supported families with many policies. Since 2010, the number of abortions has dropped by a third, as the number of marriages has increased and the number of divorces has plunged. The Court of Justice of the European Union ruled this week that all EU states must recognize individuals in homosexual relationships, even if the country defines marriage as between one man and one woman. The ruling ends a 6-year battle after Romania refused to grant permanent residency to a man who committed vile passions with another man. Isaiah 10:1 says, "Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees, and the writers who keep writing oppression." Back in April, YouTube suspended Abortion Pill Reversal's channel for supposedly, quote, "harmful or dangerous content," end quote. Following a challenge from Heartbeat International's legal counsel, Danielle White, YouTube said the suspension was a mistake and reinstated the pro-life channel. Abortion pill reversal medical intervention has helped hundreds of women save their babies after starting a chemical abortion. California Senate committee members voted in favor of Assembly Bill 2943 that would ban biblically based counseling for people who struggle with unwanted homosexual desires. The vote came despite the fact that 350 people testified against it on Tuesday and a rally outside the Capitol featuring testimonies of people saved out of the homosexual lifestyle. Psalm 37:12-13 reminds us that the wicked plots against the righteous and gnashes his teeth at him, but the Lord laughs at the wicked, for he sees that his day is coming. Charitable giving in the United States exceeded $400 billion for the first time last year, according to a recent report by Giving USA. The study found that the largest area of giving was for religious reasons at 31%, with the most giving done by individuals. And finally, in God's providence, the thoroughbred racehorse named Justify became the 13th Triple Crown winner on Saturday after winning the Belmont Stakes in New York. The horse's jockey, 52-year-old Mike Smith, became the oldest jockey to win a Triple Crown. Smith gave praise to God after the race.
"First and foremost, I thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for blessing me on this wonderful day. This horse ran a tremendous race. He's so gifted. He's sent from heaven.
And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Thursday, June 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2018. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.